It's been a while since you have visited us here in our studio. Ben, at the time you came here, you were a budding musician, composing and playing his own songs. But now you're back in the studio, not just as a musician, but more than anything else, as a business entrepreneur in a totally different field.
Mm.
So is that right. A career change or a continuation of Mark Flores?
It's interesting that you say that, because what I'm finding more and more is that, you know, sometimes in life we get to make a lot of choices, but I think sometimes there's some things that actually choose us.
Yeah.
And for me, when it comes to music, when it comes to videos, it's one of those things where it just keeps coming back, keeps showing itself up.
Yeah.
And I think to transition to where I am today has a lot to do with just taking more notice of why people are coming to me for.
Yeah.
And naturally people come to me for videos. So even entrepreneurs. So I had to take notice of that, and I realized that that's where I can really help people.
Yeah. You describe yourself as a video strategist and a video producer. So what basically does it mean as a video strategist?
Sure. So basically what we do is we help business owners and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, when you say we, because we are partners in this business?
That's it. Yes, okay. Yes. It's a team, basically. So we help business owners and entrepreneurs create stunning and compelling videos,
yes.
That touches the hearts of their clients, so that they can, you know, make an impact on the community as a whole, and really get their message out there, get their message and story, so they can, you know, create that brand awareness, that market penetration, and really create that lead generation, so they can ultimately grow their business using videos.
Yeah, but obviously before you entered into this field or into putting up your own company, you were already into this profession. So can you give us a little background of Mark Flores? I know you work for Foxtel, right? So
my background. So. I moved to the Philippines when I was about 8 years old with my parents and my two younger sisters. I grew up in a town called Aubrey. That's where I went to school. Then I went to university in Wagga Wagga.
Okay. That's the boundary of Victoria and New South Wales.
Yes. So Aubrey's on the border of New South Wales, Victoria. I went to study a university in Wagga Wagga for about 3 years doing television production.
Ah, that's it. So that's where it came in.
Yeah. I think that's where my foot in the door towards production work, TV and video came into play. So ended up working in the corporate world for over a decade at Foxtel.
Okay.
In many different roles. I was an editor, I was a team leader, I was a production, I was a coordinator for closed captioning. So various different roles there. And then I did that for over a decade. And I guess there was a time for me where I start to realize maybe there's something more here.
Okay.
Maybe I can, what else can I do to really make a bigger impact? And I think the answer that kept coming back to me, it wasn't necessary to start a business.
Yeah.
Really, I wanted to really just do my own thing.
Yeah. And what was the turning point? Was there an incident, an experience that took place? I reached the boiling point, should I say, or what? So this is going to end. I'm going to be on my own.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of it is really self-awareness, really understanding more about who I am, what I want for myself, and how I can contribute to the world out there. And at the same time, there is that level of frustration where you feel you're not really, I wasn't really great getting that creative outlet that I wanted from the corporate world. That's for me. I'm not saying there's anything wrong in working a 9-to-5 job. I just think for me personally, you know, I was looking for a different way of, different level of fulfillment in there, where I can have more of a creative outlet and do more of what I want to do.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this now?
Overall, it's probably in the entrepreneurship world, running my own brand and business, probably about 3 years, just a little bit over 3 years now. For Falcon Creative, we're a little bit, about just a little bit a year old in terms of contributing to the video, to entrepreneurs with their videos.
I know it takes courage, you know, and guts, Mark, to be on your own, to be an entrepreneur, especially for migrants like us here in Australia. So.
Yes.
What basically, how did you do it? How did you surpass or leap over the hurdle, you know?
Yeah. So like I said before, you have to have a self-awareness, really, really understanding who you are and what you really want. And then you've got to have that desire for something. And once you have those things in place, it's really creating a plan around that, generating a plan.
Yeah.
starting from what is it that you want to achieve and then working backwards from that, breaking it down to little steps. And then what you're going to find is that when you create those plans, there's going to be people out there who are actually going to support you.
Okay.
If you, all you need to do is to put it out there in the universe. This is what I want to do. I want to work for this.
In your case, what are these people supporting you? Do you have a mentor?
Yes, I've had a mentor for almost three years now.
Okay.
Yeah. So a mentor really helps. Absolutely.
Okay.
Especially someone with a business acumen. Because before entrepreneurship, I had zero business acumen at all. I knew nothing. In fact, in high school, in school, I tried to avoid anything business related. It wasn't an interest to me
at all.
And
I suppose your mentor is much older. Is he related to you, your father, or a professional mentor?
It's funny because when I decided to become a coach, like a life coach at the very beginning, and he was part of the school. He was mentoring the students in there.
Okay.
And then from that, I sort of transitioned more into like a specific niche. Hmm. I tried to branch out, but then I needed some assistance, and he was there to reach out as well to mentor me when it comes to the business side of things.
Okay. And step by step, how did you open up a business? Can you give us the basic steps? Well, I suppose you have to file for the company name, all those stuff. Can you guide our listeners who might be sooner or later interested to putting up their own business?
Yep.
Yes, Mark. Yeah.
So number one is you want to focus towards on being a specialist.
Okay.
Really finding your target market. What is it that you want to niche in? Because you'll find the people who are a specialist will gain a lot more traction.
Okay.
Because people will easily identify with what it is that they do and how they can help someone specifically. So really identifying what is the problem that someone is going through in the market, and then doing your research on that and seeing is there a market for this? Do people really want this? Who are the people that I can assist with this specific challenge that they have, and you become the solution for that.
Okay.
And then creating a plan around that. You know, knowing once again what your value proposition is, what your mission and your vision statement is behind that, and how to turn your products into things that you put online and social media. Because you're going to find these days, especially, that a lot of your customers, your audience, are going to be spending their time on social media. So having a plan around creating some sort of online social presence in there, making, you know, this is where your branding comes into play as well. Yes. So that's usually phase number three. But really the first two phases is knowing the specific problem that you're solving, knowing who your ideal audience are. That's where you want to start.
Yeah. But one of the main worries for young entrepreneurs is basically the resources, not just the talent, no? Well, I'm talking about the financial resources. Did it take so much for you to bring out so much money in putting up this business?
You know, having the capital, of course, is going to be a challenge. But at the same time, you've got to think that there's two other types of capital that you need to work on. You can get started without having the money in there.
Just looking for venture capitalists.
So besides the capital, besides raising capital, other types of capital is your environment. Who can you surround yourself with that can support you in this process?
Okay.
And then the other one is, like I said, creating a plan around that, knowing who you are and what you can do.
In your case, who gave you the support? Family, friends?
This is one of the things you have to. It takes experience and it takes a lot of nurturing of knowing the community of like-minded people that can help you. So a lot of times it's not your family. I'll be honest with you, and a lot of times it's not even your friends, not even your closest friends that are going to support you. There's going to be a specific group of people who are like-minded people who are going through the same journey as you, and all you have to do is put yourself in that environment. You know, there's workshops, there's seminars out there of people who are looking for the same thing as you.
Okay.
Build relationships there, and that's where you're going to find the people who are really going to support you.
But these are probably potential competitors, right?
Yes, competition is part of it. And you know, really knowing your unique value proposition is what's going to help you stand out from the competition.
Mark, you're already 37, no? Still young to know as a business professional, no? You're still.
I hope so.
Still young. And naglakas loob po siya na magtayo ng sariling negosyo. Now the result is what you call Falcon Creative.
That's it.
So
Falcon Creative.
How is it doing now, Mark?
Look, it is still at the early stages, but at the same time, we work with other like digital marketing agencies out there that can help us, you know, attract the type of work that we're looking for as well.
Mm.
So in any level of business, it does, you know, there's different stages. And I guess the next stage for me is really getting some consistency with everything and then building a team around that I can delegate some tasks.
So basically you produce video production that are uploaded on YouTube, uploaded on social media, shown on TV, shown mm-hmm. on corporate meetings, shown on seminars, all those stuff.
Yeah, a lot of it is helping business owners and entrepreneurs with their social media presence and their websites.
The websites.
Stuff online.
So you maintain websites as well part of your business?
We used to, but now we've got, because I work with digital marketing agencies as well who actually do that specific thing.
Ah, okay. So you just basically do the production.
Yes, video production, editing, and the strategy as well, which is really important. Okay. Video strategy.
Well, as an Filipino, Australian, and Asian, was it difficult on your part to be a businessman?
You know, to stand out?
Stand out? Is it difficult? Or do you still feel what you call the Asian complex, that you cannot go out there because of, you know?
I think there is that sometimes online where as someone from an ethnic culture, you might have to work a little bit harder to connect more and find that commonality with the audience.
Yeah.
Although, of course, there's a lot of, you know, Asians and people with multicultural background that do very well in the business world. But
do you help each other out? Are you among Asians, among Filipinos? But not many Filipinos in your field. So do you get support from other Asian communities?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, not long ago, I did a radio broadcast, and they're more in the Vietnamese market.
Oh, okay.
So,
because your wife is of Vietnamese background.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's good to blend with your own culture, and it's also good to blend with other cultures. I think you have to find a balance between those things.
Yes. Elon Musk said that, you know, the entrepreneur Elon Musk says that in 10 years' time, 80%, probably 80% of the current job will be gone. Are you worried that your profession will be gone soon, or there will be more opportunities in 10 years, your profession?
I love Elon Musk, and this is where innovation comes into play and comes to business, really keeping up with where the attention is going. I'm not so worried at this stage anyway, because video is where so much focus and attention is going to, and it will evolve, you know, into virtual reality, more of that, you know, augmented reality. So, you know, who knows, later down the track, it might not be specific to what I'm doing now, but it can evolve later on. As long as you're addressing a specific need in the industry, and stay relevant and keep innovating, you'll stay afloat.